Charles? Charles? I didn't want to. I didn't like the letter. I tell you I have
the letter was necessary, sire. You must be rid of this girl now. She has been too dangerous to us.
But I didn't like the letter.
Yesterday, Charles disavowed you in a letter sent to all his cities.
Charles? Well, he is still my king, and he is your king.
No, he is not my king. We are loyal subjects of Henry of Lancaster, King of England, King of France. Joan, we love France as much as you do.
But we believe that the English Henry will put an end to this terrible war, and that is why we have chosen him as king. The man that you call king is for us a rebel, claiming a throne that does not belong to him and refusing a just treaty because it does not suit his ambitions. He is our puppet man, and we do not wish him as our master. But I only confuse you. This is not a political trial where you state your beliefs and we state ours. We are here only to return a lost child to the bosom of Sainted Mother Church.
That puppet man is the king God sent you. He is a poor, skinny, miserable thing. Oh, but given a little time...
I object as much to being defended in this fashion as I do to being attacked.
Let them speak, sire. Turn away. It will be over soon. They will speed up the trial. They will burn her at the stake.
I hate violence.
Count yourself sick. Count yourself a lucky man, sire. If the English do not condemn him to death, we will have to do it.
I will never do it, Monseigneur. After all, the girl did love me. No, I can never do that.
No, sire, certainly not. We shall do it for you.
Joan, you are not stupid. You can understand what we believe. You swear that you heard voices, and you swear to the messages they sent you. But because we believe in another king, we cannot believe that God sent you to fight against us. We are priests, but we are men. And man cannot believe that God has turned against him.
You'll have to believe it when we've beaten you.
You answer like a foolish child.
My voice is told
How often have we heard that? Do you think that you are the only girl who has ever heard voices?
I don't think that.
Not the first and not the last. Every village priest has his share of young girls in crisis. If the church believed every sick child. You have common sense. You are commander-in-chief of the army.
I commanded brave men. They believed in me and they followed me.
Yes. And if on the morning of an attack, one of these brave men suddenly heard voices that ordered him not to follow you, what would you have done with him?
The Senior Bishop is a priest. He has never been close to you, my soldiers. A good army fights drinks and rapes, but they certainly don't hear voices.
A jest is not an answer. You know that a soldier in your army, in any army in the world, would have been silenced. The church militant is an army of this earth. And we, its priests, do not believe in the divine origin of your disobedience. Nobody believes in you now, Joan.
The common people believe
in me. They believe in anything. They will follow a new leader tomorrow. You are alone, all alone.
I think as I think. You have the right to punish me for it.
You are strong. And you are stubborn. But that is not a sign that God is on your side.
When something is black, I cannot say that it is white.
What spell did you cast upon the man you call your king? By what means did you force him to give his armies to you?
I have told you, I cast no spell upon him.
It is said that you gave him a piece of mandrake.
I don't know what mandrake is.
Your secret has a name, and we want to know what it is.
I gave him courage. That is the only word I know for what was between us. When a girl says one word of good sense and people listen to her, that's proof that God is on her side and no strange spells or miracles are needed.
Now there is a good and humble answer, Monseigneur. An answer that cannot be held against her.
I do not agree.
She is saying that she does not believe in the miracles as they are taught in her holy book. Do you declare that you denied the act of Jesus at the marriage of Cana? Do you declare that you denied the miracle raising of Lazarus from the dead?
Oh, no, monsieur. How, senor, changed the water into wine and retied the thread of Lazarus' life? Oh, but for him who was master of life and death, that is no more of a miracle than if I were to make thread for my loom.
Marco, write them down. She said that Jesus made no miracles.
I say that true miracles are not tricks performed by gypsies in a village square. True miracles are created by men when they use the courage and intelligence that God gave them.
You are saying to us, that the real miracle of God on this earth is man? Man who is naught but sin and error, impotent against his own wickedness?
And man is also strength and courage and splendor in his most desperate minutes. Oh, I know man because I have seen him. He is a miracle.
Monseigneur, Joan speaks in awkward language, but she speaks from the heart and without guile. Perhaps when we press down upon her, we risk making her say here what she does not mean.
Do you believe that man is the greatest miracle of God?
Yes, monsieur.
You blaspheme! Man is in purity and lust, the dark act of his nature, the act of a beast!
Yes, monsieur. And that same man who acts the beast will rise from her brothel bed and throw himself before the blade to save the man who walks beside him. Nobody knows why he does it. He doesn't know. But he does it and he dies cleansed and shining. Oh, he has done both good and evil. And this is what was meant. This makes God very happy because he made him for just this contradiction. We are good and we are evil. And that is what was meant.